Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, being involved, being engaged, and be involved. Be engaged. Because there's so much going on there. You need to know how to fight this stuff, how to combat this stuff, if you would. And I really do appreciate the time. A lot more than you think I do. So if you're not an email fiend or freak, and you don't like getting them anyhow, a lot of people don't even use email that much anymore for the day-to-day stuff. You know, and you want a text alert, at least you want to know the show's coming up. You can do one of two things. You can set it in your calendar, but heck, we're on the same time, same place, you know, same stations every single day. Or what you can do is, you know, sign up for text alerts. And it's really simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, we've talked about voter fraud a million times on this show. And what's always funny is that the pushback that whoever gets, I don't even know if these people matter, but that it doesn't exist or it's so small, it's not a big deal. And I keep coming back to the same things over and over again. Here in California, for the last 15 years, there's been a massive push to bring all the elections in line with each other. You know, local city elections were usually on the off years, right? So you have the presidential election on the even years, right? 16, 18, congressional, that kind of thing. And the locals were always on the off years, so that they wouldn't get drowned out, they wouldn't get buried in all that crazy stuff. So what happens in California? They have decided that they all need to be at the same time. Because, you know, it saves money. Makes it easier for them to cheat. Right? It's just amazing to me. So anyhow, when you look at this stuff, when you look at what's going on, and you look at how they're pulling all this together, the voter fraud in the different states, ballot harvesting, come on. I mean, it's sold that way their grandma's vote counts, right? And I've been doing this for years. I've been a political consultant for years. I've worked with congressional candidates, state candidates, local candidates, city council, water boards, school boards, that kind of stuff. And I don't mean just simply giving them an endorsement. I mean working on strategy. The sad part about all this, seriously, is how ignorant, and again, take ignorant for what it means. Put your stones down. I know some of you get so mad when I use that word, but it just means you're uninformed or you don't have as much information. Some people got really mad at me. I have some people I deal with. I go, look, you're not an expert in this area, so you've helped out on one race. You got a lot to learn. So I always say the same thing. I said, look, you've got to watch how people react and what have you. So when it comes to ballot harvesting, everybody wants their vote to count. So when you show up at the door and you don't have Democrat or Republican cover, colors on and you're a nice young sweet thing or a nice young proper man and you're at the door and you go, hey, we just want to make sure that we understand that you're You're a little up there in age. You have a hard time getting around. Let me make sure that your ballot gets in. Let's make sure you have it signed and you have it closed and all this other stuff. Right? It was ballot harvesting. So now they're talking about making sure in California that everybody gets a ballot mailed to their home. Everybody. And Newsom says, well, you know, those are eligible to vote. But he doesn't really mean it. Because when you go look at really what he has up there, when you look at the way they're going to do this, it's not even close to safe. Nevada is being sued because they're trying to get... Oh, I'm sorry. Nevada is suing to get rid of signature verification. They don't want the signatures on the back of the ballots to be verified. Because they just want... This is the only way they can win. They have to steal an election. Now, come on, let's just be serious about this for once. You've seen things happen. We saw it happen in Orange County, California. I want somebody to explain to me how 250... When we went to bed that night, most of the... Now, Orange County, very, very, very red area in California. Solid red, safe red. And when he did the polls, he did... Safe red. And when the Republican congressmen and women went to bed that night, they were up by decent votes, decent margins. However, over the next 10 days, over 250,000 people voted that hadn't voted in almost 7 years. Okay? I had friends that were watching over, because what they do is when you do a recount... A lot of times you get paid volunteers. I don't know why they call them paid volunteers, because they ain't volunteers at that point. But you have people in the party who will actually go watch over. Watch what's happening. Right? Pay attention to the ballots as they come through. They're rechecking them. And a friend of mine said, Joe, you know, you can't bring your... You can't take pictures of anything. He said it was obvious when the signature came up on the screen and the signature on the ballot, they were so different. But they put them through anyhow. I, in this recent special election here in California, I found a whole bag of ballots that were in the middle of an intersection, and there were ballots flying all over the place. Nobody stopped to pick them up. Where'd they come from? Why didn't the mail person come back and pick them up? So I'm seeing your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fights for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masters.
We are back.
Silent.
This is the Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said, look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on there, a lot happening there that you can pay attention to. So we're talking about voter fraud right now. And, you know, I'm so tired of hearing over and over and over and over and over again how voter fraud doesn't exist. Yet, we could do these stories until the cows come home, as they used to say. You've got a judge that has ordered the state of California to clean up their rolls. There's proof by several groups, they've shown proof, that over 1.5 million of these voters need to be removed from the rolls here in California because they either, A, don't live here anymore, they haven't voted, they're dead, and more. That's why I said to you it was such a big deal in Orange County when over 250,000 votes showed up in a period of 10 days. See, because in California now, it has to be postmarked the day. And therefore, however long it takes to get there, it gets there. So, again, I say to you, I mean, the reality is you should get to work, period. I mean, if it has to be, look at it, if you have to move it to a Saturday, I'm okay with that. And give people the day off. I mean, Saturday you already get off anyhow. Let them go vote. Let them make, you make arrangements to go stand in line for tickets at Lady Gaga. You take the day off from work, for God's sakes. But you won't to go vote. Some of you, you know, you game freaks, you go to these game places because they're putting out the game at midnight, right? Big deal. And what happens? You're in line 2 days ahead of time. It makes no sense to me. Yet with voting, it's a yawner, right? So recently, and I apologize for the sound, but you'll be able to hear it. It's got a dual voice on it or something. A restaurant owner watched a postal worker dump mail in a dumpster. Now, it's not uncommon. All right? And again, the majority of the FBI and police officers, the majority of these people are upright good people. I've known my mailman for 20 years. Good guy. Okay? We're not even on the same political track, if you would. But he's a good guy, and he's willing to have a conversation. And he would never do this, you know, and he's right. Stuff like this gives them all a bad name when they're not all like this. Louis Redondo, he saw this happen. Here, let me play the clip for you because this is just craziness.
There's mail here from people, and there's a lot of postcards.
But it wasn't just.
Here we go. Come on.
I called down to my wife. I said, hey, check the garbage can. I just saw something really bizarre.
A bizarre and potentially illegal act carried out right behind Louis Rondeo's San Carlos Park pizza shop.
And sure enough, she confirmed there's mail here from people and there's a lot of postcards.
But it wasn't just postcards that Rondeo found inside his dumpster.
Somebody's missing checks and payments. There's bills. I think there's some personal letters.
Even more shocking was who Rondeo's surveillance cameras caught dumping that mail. A U.S. postal worker.
You have one job, and that's to deliver the mail, and you threw it in the trash.
Among the mail that was dumped, 400 business flyers belonging to Hudson Warren's real estate firm.
It's not free, it's not cheap, and it's a big part of my business, so it's pretty frustrating to know that they're not getting to people.
We reached out to the U.S. Postal Service. They tell us the Office of the Inspector General is now investigating. While they say mail dumping like this is rare, in the last year alone, there have been nearly 500 arrests, 1,200 administrative actions, and more than $30 million in fines collected for other cases of mail theft, delay, and destruction.
You can see that she rolled right in here like she owned the place.
As special agents now investigate, some can't help but wonder if this isn't the first time this has happened.
It begs me to think that she's probably done that before.
And let's not pick on her, okay, because it's not just her that have done that before. There's others that have done that before. Right? I mean, there are others that are dumping mail. I just finished telling you a story about how I found a bag of ballots. And it wasn't like I found them in an alley somewhere. Because that would almost be, you'd almost sit there and go, okay, well, you know, whatever, somebody's trying to hide those puppies. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. If you have an iPhone or an Android, you can grab our app, and you can actually call right from the app. You just press the button that says call. I try to make it as easy as I can. And you call, and let me know how you feel about it. Because, look, some people don't, they really don't believe that voter fraud really, not that it doesn't exist, it's not a big a deal as we make it. And it's sad they feel that way. Because there's so much of this stuff going on. And California especially, it's out of control. There are some counties here that, you know, they voted 110, 112% of the people that are actually registered to vote. Don't tell me that that doesn't tell you there's something wrong here, right? But people don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. They don't want to deal with it. Not my problem. What is your problem? You're stuck at home, probably in some states, because of voter fraud. Because the governor you got shouldn't have been the governor you got. The mayor you got shouldn't have been the mayor you got. See, I say it every night. I have no sympathy for Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, New York City. You guys voted these people in, and not once, but in some cases twice. You complain, what'd you do to change it? And some of you say, well, I don't go out and vote because it doesn't make a difference. Really, we've seen elections won by 17 votes, 32 votes. Some of you Dems, and I'm glad you stayed home, but some of you Dems didn't come out and vote for George W. I mean, he won by a razor-thin margin. I think, what was it, 500-some-odd votes. So don't say your vote doesn't count. In a state like Florida, if 1,000 people got up off the couch and went and voted that day, you might have had a different president. We might be totally green by now, you know, if Gore won. Although, I don't know, he wouldn't have had time to chase that. He'd be making more money with, you know, with China and Ukraine and other places like that. I don't know if you guys heard it, but Joe Biden, and there's a story for another night, but Joe Biden has been named in an official investigation by the Ukrainian government. I think it's hilarious. About time. So we'll talk more about these ballots, ballot harvesting, the numbers in some of these states, and where voter fraud is taking place on the other side of the break. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. I'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York State continues to recover from COVID-19. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Number of hospitalizations down. Great news.
rolling average down, number of intubations down, number of new COVID cases down to the lowest level since this ever started, just about 200.
The U.S. is now getting up and running again after sheltering in place from the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says retail is ready to get back to business.
We have 760 sites and retail locations in 45 states, plus the District of Columbia. CVS is planning to open an additional 650 sites. These are encouraging numbers. It's, again, a testament to our private sector for all that they've done in partnering with the administration and helping to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do mean that. I sincerely appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And listen, get involved and get engaged. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Even if you don't agree with me, I don't ridicule anybody on... Well, I shouldn't say that. Sometimes I go after you if all you're doing is spewing party line. Tell me why you believe what you believe. It used to be a mantra of mine. I'd always say to you, why are you a Christian? Why are you a Jew? Why are you a Muslim? Why are you a Democrat? Do you know why? Or is it just because grandma was? Or dad was? Or, you know, my family have always been Republicans. Doesn't mean anything. You know, my family are mostly Massachusetts Democrats. But I got to tell you, for the last 15, 20 years, they've been voting Republican. The Democrats are shining. They're showing their people truly. Joe Biden did such a great service the other day. Seriously, such a great service. I want to thank him so much. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Carla from California. You want to talk about voter fraud? It's there.
Oh, yeah. And I even got called a liar about voter fraud by my state rep, Jared Huffman, on Facebook. Yeah, I made a comment on his post. I said, well, what are you going to do about all the dead people on the voter rolls? And he basically called me a liar. So there's that. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I hope you're doing well. Just Google dead people voting in California. This is story after story after story, even from the Sacramento Bee, about these rolls that have to be cleaned up. But I guess they don't read the Sac Bee. I don't know. Never.
Well, they're not interested because it doesn't help their cause.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
All right, so what's up?
So, yeah, that's rampant. It's rampant, and something's got to be done about it. And I think a lot of people are finally starting to wake up to it, especially now that this coronavirus thing's going on.
Oh, they're gonna be the world of hurt. They're going to have to figure out a different way to make this happen because you're not going to be able to go door-to-door unless Newsom opens it up at the last minute. But you know what? People like you and others, you need to be out there with your camera or what have you. If you see somebody, you know, picking up a bunch of ballots at an apartment building. I remember getting a call about 10 years ago where there was an apartment building where there was only about 20 or 25 apartments, and there was over 200 ballots stuffed in the, you know, bottom of the mailboxes where they actually sit. Somebody could just come by and pick up and run with. Just nuts.
Right.
you know?
Oh, I'll be keeping my eyes open, because I was just saying in the chat room to the guys in there, I get so irritated when they say, oh, well, mail-in ballots are the same as absentee. No, they're not. You request an absentee ballot. You're just not randomly shoved three or four ballots into your mailbox. That's baloney. Yeah.
Well, listen, and people don't realize, when it comes to voter fraud, it's not just, like, you know, my name, I have a middle name and a last name, right? So you may get a ballot that has, you know, Joseph V. Messina, Joe Messina, Joe V. Messina. I can vote, like, five or six times if I do it right. And they don't realize that that's what's happening.
There are all kinds of different variations of my name, too. So,
anything
can happen, and that's very scary. People should be very afraid of that.
Yep, I agree with you. I agree with you very much. All right, Carla, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Take care. Yeah.
You know, and that's it. You got to watch these things. You got to pay attention. And don't let them scare you off. You are entitled, although we don't have polling places in California anymore. They really have taken them. They used to be in people's garages and, you know, neighborhood libraries and stuff like that, and now it's just crazy. They're only electronic. You have to go into certain places. They're trying to push everybody over to vote by mail, and we all know why they want that. They see the elected Democrats in this state are seeing that they're losing favor, and they don't know what to do about it. So instead of fixing it, instead of doing what the people want them to do, what are they doing? They're going to find a way to steal the election. Look, it's no different in education in this state, but an irritant of mine for decades. So here's what happens. They have these exit exams for high school. Every state has them. They want to make sure before you leave high school, you can at least add, subtract, and read a little bit. And so they kept lowering the exit exam. Why? Because more and more kids were failing it. More and more kids were graduating without being able to read, without being able to do basic math skills or any of that stuff. So what did they finally decide? They got so frustrated with it because they weren't their liberal policies, their left-leaning ways of teaching and imparting education on our kids weren't working. So what did they do? Let's just get rid of it. Let's not bring the kids up. Let's not pull them up. Let's not teach them more. Let's just let them fall flat on their faces. And it's okay to be, it's okay to leave high school without being able to read, without knowing the basics. I played the clip for you on Monday of just how smart our kids are. Not a clue. Especially here in California. We're doing them a disservice. We're not helping them. We're not doing the right thing for them. And the only way you make that happen is you get the right people on the boards of education. Look, the left has shown us what they've done in California, and they love to tout again. They love to tout the fact that we're the fifth largest economy on the planet. Yeah, you know, but we're probably the first biggest debtor on the planet. Seriously, the EU wouldn't even loan us money, and they'll loan all kinds of countries that are run out of money. All right, ballot harvesting, right? It's like the virus of voting. So absentee ballot fraud, it is the number one way to steal an election. It's the number one way. Especially, there's a lot of states pushing not to have signatures. You don't have to verify the signature on the ballot. Okay, it only has to be postmarked the day of. It can be picked up. I mean, in Orange County, the registrar there, who's a Democrat, was even saying, my God, I can't believe there were hundreds. The people walking in with hundreds and hundreds of ballots. Right? Florida, massive voter fraud went on there for years. It still, probably still does, but the stories that I've done over the years, who did they almost always benefit the Dems? And the Dems like to point to the one in North Carolina, because that was pretty much the only one that you could pull up where the Republicans were benefited the Republicans. Now look, Republicans aren't saints. Nobody's saying they are. That's not my point here, but who is really, when you look at the state legislatures, okay, and you see what they're doing, who are the ones that are pushing for, like, no-holds-barred voting? It's the Democrats. Why are they doing that? Why are they okay with anybody showing up at the voter, at the booth, or wherever they're showing up, registering that day, voting that day? And what they'll tell you is, yeah, but if they're not allowed to vote, the vote won't count. No, that's not true. How are you checking them? I want to know how you're checking them. I want a Republican and a Democrat and an Independent sitting there at the chair when you look at it. How are you checking them? And now Nancy Pelosi wants 16-year-olds to be able to vote. Because they have such a grasp on reality. These are the Tide Pod kids she's talking about. This isn't the Ben Franklins or the Thomas Jeffersons of the world. These are Tide Pod kids. And you know what I mean by that. New Jersey, city council's caught paying. They paid somebody to go door to door, and they offered people up to $50 to fill in their ballots for them. It was a Democrat. Just saying. The whole council were Democrats, actually. Texas, they got case after case after case in Texas. But they bring them forward. They make sure somebody has to pay for them. In 2016, I already told you this, in Orange County, right, they had 250,000 votes showed up. All the Republicans that were winning the night before and winning handily, all of a sudden, no more. Right? Even in Nevada, I touched on the Nevada issue. Right? Because you have groups there that are suing to get rid of the signature verifications. And the registrar, who is pushing against, he's a Democrat, and he's pushing against this. He goes, look, I don't want to do this. The governor's forcing me to mail out all these ballots. 200,000 are going to people that haven't voted in decades. Why? Why should they go out? People know how to get online. People know how to, you know, sign up for absentee ballot voting. And they've got people actually calling in Nevada going, hey, I'm getting ballots to this house for people who haven't lived here in years. People who died, I've been in this house 20 years myself. You know, there's no reason for me to get these things anymore. And the icing on the cake here is you have postal workers. Yeah, postal workers that are complaining that they've got all these ballots going to a residential address. Just nuts. But hey, voter fraud doesn't exist. Come on. You're drinking too much. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that.
by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You are some messed up white people.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. The meaningful words in that song, don't you think? I'm wondering, really, what was he feeling at that moment? Seriously. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, and honestly being part of, and I do want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. You know, I mean, I just really appreciate the time that you spend with us. Because you know what? Sometimes you give me an idea of what road to go down. I see what you guys are talking about, something that maybe is close to your heart. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Give me an idea of the topics that you want to deal with or take on or discuss or what have you. It's okay. It's all good. And I just want to make sure that, again, I'll take a look at what you want to talk about. See if I can get that guest on. Would help if you gave me some information, too. I love some of you that send me a link to a book. I'm not going to go through it. I'm not going to go through and try to figure out what it is you want me to look for. Write me some notes. All right? Anyway, always appreciate the time that you spend with me. We spent this whole hour on voter fraud. I had no intention of doing that. It just happens. And what scares me to no end. Just think about the major states right now that are really pushing for mail-in ballots. And you know that voter fraud is going to just run rampant in those states. going to run rampant in those areas. And the Dems will never push back because it usually benefits them. I'm going to say, you know, 98% of the time it benefits the Democrats. And even if it benefits a Republican, I don't want it. I want to win. I always say the same thing. Some of you know I'm an elected official. I want to win fair and square. I don't want to cheat to get it. I don't want them to cheat to get it. I want the people to make the decision with nothing in the way. Absolutely nothing. Now, some of my friends I've talked to, I shouldn't say friends, some of the people I've talked to, they don't agree with that. They think that voter fraud is okay to make sure the right people win. I don't think that's quite what our founding fathers had in mind. And who are you, as we saw with Joe Biden? I mean, Joe Biden's gaffe last week wasn't a gaffe. It was a reality that spewed out of his mouth. What would they used to call that? A Freudian slip. It is what he thinks. It is what a majority of the people in power in the Democrat Party think. If you don't believe with me, believe me, go back to the days of LBJ and look what he said about the black community. Although he had a different name for them, and they loved him. That was great. Okay? He has made the black communities, LBJ, and the Democrats have perpetuated it, so dependent on them, it's almost impossible to get out of them, out from under them. And it's not just a black community. They've done that with many minority communities. We're here to help you. We're here to, you know, my grandmother, again, I grew up in the north end of Boston, look it up, in the 70s. And they had these, for the immigrants, and she was a legal immigrant, so we're clear about that. For the immigrants in town, especially, for low-income earners, they had these clinics. The clinics were kind of a city partnership with, you know, nonprofit groups. And as the years went on and I started to learn a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, these things were hailed as great things because these people couldn't afford health care. But were they getting health care? When you think about, you know, how long it took them to get an appointment, how long it took them to get in, how long, what the kind of visits they got, the kind of care that they got. Now, I'm sure those workers cared about them, so don't send me the emails. But the government doesn't. She would have just been another person off the whatever, the city doles or what have you. It wasn't a big deal. Back in, God, last year, I did this story around a Democrat who said that the voter fraud, yeah, we kind of need it because otherwise we'd be speaking Russian. Anybody know who that was? Anybody? That's right. What's her name? Stacey, is it, I can never get her name right. Stacey Abrams? Is that her name? See, I don't want to remember her. I want her out of my head. Stacey, she was invited to a national security forum. I don't know why they let her go there. I don't know. Can you imagine Stacey at a national security forum? Are we serious? Abrams launched into a speech. She claimed that any effort to prevent any voter from voting is really voter suppression. Right? Any voter. She believes that anybody residing, living, who has a heartbeat in within these country boundaries has a right to vote. So if you try to vote, if you try to keep anybody from voting for any reason, she's out. Now, if voter suppression does exist, Stacey is a viable candidate. If it doesn't, she's just a nutshot. After delivering her voter suppression speech at the time, she pivoted to national security. Well, Russian conspiracies, really. I mean, who would have her speaking at an event like that? Has to be really socialist Democrats. You realize when you hear her speaking just how unmoored the Democrats have been. No historical reality in the comments that they're making. Right? I mean, back in the days of McCarthyism, nobody, it was just craziness. And, you know, remember, they're running around. She really believes that if they don't have voter suppression, I mean, not voter suppression, if there isn't voter fraud, right, that because Trump is so linked with Russia, that will be he'll just hand the country over to Russia. Where does she get this stuff? In 2018, in a key battleground in Michigan, an elected Democrat city official was charged with ballot tampering. That doesn't happen. What are you talking about? Southfield City Clerk Sharika Hawkins, she faces felony counts over unauthorized and inaccurate changes that she allegedly made to absentee ballots. Now, liberal state officials, they're attempting to categorize Hawkins' behavior as a rare case. But you know what? Again, you can't do it in Google. You can probably do it in Bing and DuckDuck. What is it? There's other search engines you can go to and find these stories. And when you look at what these people have done, how they've gone and changed, actually changed data, changed votes, changed dates. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, during a press conference, said that voting is fundamental to the very essence of democracy. Except we'll let Stacey do what she wants to do. It is incumbent upon state governments to safeguard, I put that in there, the electoral process and ensure that every voter's right to cast a ballot is protected. Now, Hawkins is being accused of illegally altering almost 200 absentee voter records. Now, the evidence of her wrongdoing was spotted during a 14-day canvass following the election. Irregularities were initially discovered by the Oakland County Clerk's Office, and they asked for an investigation. The state police filed an affidavit for the Oakland County Elections Director. They were looking at inconsistencies with the ballots. They were trying to certify these ballots, and there were some problems with them. The director said that he noticed that the ballot summary sheets were blank. After questioning Hawkins about the errors, he noted that the ballot return dates for the votes were added or they were removed from the report in order to force the reports to balance to the number of ballots tabulated for each precinct on election day. So she had to sit there. This wasn't like a mistake. Oh, yeah, you know, I meant to put those in, I forgot. She had to sit there and go through these so the ballots would tabulate properly and the numbers would make sense. This was not just a mistake. It shows that Hawkins had switched her original reports with the altered reports. That's according to State Police Detective Sergeant Larissa LeMay. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, she maintains that there were no voters that were disenfranchised by Hawkins' action. So 200 voters whose votes were either changed, dates changed, or whatever, there was nothing wrong there. It was all good. What they didn't tell us at the time, we found out afterward, that the Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, was on the board of directors for the Southern Poverty Law Center. And we know how great they are. Anyway, when you look at this stuff, you cannot deny it. You cannot deny it happens on a regular basis. And they're not done by accident. When you dig into these things, you find out that they do it on purpose. Right? I mean, when you look at what's going on around, I told you, and I was wrong with the number, a judge forced voter registrars to clean up almost 2.5 million non-existent voters in 2018 in West Coast states. 1.5 million of those were here in California. There were 4 million nationwide that they could point out. Joe Messina, your host, Houston and Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. You know what? We need a break. We're going to do a little bit about COVID, but we're going to do some college campus crazies. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, Houston and Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour.